Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. You can support me in the Support a Creator in the item shop. Just put in my code, Mike Daddy, M-M-M-I-K-E-D-A-D-D-Y. And whenever you're shopping around for those items in the item shop, a little bit is going to go my way. I also have an Amazon link in the show notes and in the show description. Whenever you're shopping around for those holiday gifts, just click on that link first, and then when you're going to Amazon, when you shop, a little bit's going to go my way as well. Alrighty, guys, first thing first, obviously we have the version 6.31 patch notes. What I want to get to here, first thing I want to say is we got a new pump shotgun, we have a new Team Rumble LTM, and Glider Redeploy is not back. Apparently, they accidentally turned Glider Redeploy on in the regular game modes, and then within an hour turned it back off. So if you happen to be up really early or late, depending on where you are, or if you're over on the EU side of things when you were playing early this morning or afternoon, depending on where you are, and you first got on when the patch was first put out, you might have noticed that the Glider Redeploy was on. Well, they turned it back off. So, unfortunately, no, we do not have Glider Redeploy back in the game yet. So there's that. Let's get into the details now of the patch notes. Version 6.31 patch notes. Here we go. This is the general notes here. They say, get pumped, drop into the fun in a brand new limited time mode, or pump it up with new rarities for the pump shotgun. Deploy Rosie with the latest constructor to make their debut, and Canny Valley Act 2 arrives. That's for Save the World, guys. Team Rumble LTM Battle Royale. Are you ready to rumble? Be the first team to eliminate 100 enemies to earn a victory royale in this limited time mode. Epic and Legendary Pump Shotgun Battle Royale. Discover new rarities for the pump shotgun and burst down enemies with these powerful new rarities. New constructor for Save the World, Earhart arrives and has brought a friend. Place the rotating omnidirectional sentry integrated exoskeleton Rosie for you or allies to rain down lead onto incoming enemies. 6 feet under shovel for Save the World, bury your fears and dig graves for enemies with the newest melee weapon available. Even husks deserve a proper burial. Again, Canny Valley Act 2, Save the World, uncover treasures and explore mysteries in the long-awaited Canny Valley Act 2. Party up with your favorite heroes and jump into the adventure now. Here are the general notes. For social bug fixes, fix an issue where controller input would become unresponsive when trying to send a whisper to a friend. They fixed a crash on PS4 that happened when attempting to manually leave a party while in the process of joining another party. Known issues, head over to the community issues trailer board. Here are the Battle Royale notes. Limited time mode, Team Rumble. Summary: two large teams fight for the victory royale in an action-packed mode where the first team to get 100 eliminations wins. Here are the mode details. Two teams of 20 players. Players will respawn after 5 seconds when eliminated, keeping their inventory. Eliminated players spawn a random type of ammo upon elimination, as well as a random stack of either 120 wood, 90 stone, or 60 metal materials. Only uncommon weapons or better are available. The first team to 100 eliminations wins. A couple things in here. For these big team modes, where you get to respawn, I love that they have listened to the community and have added material drop after a player is eliminated, because these game modes, when you get into these big battles, you start building up real quick and then you run out of your materials, but then you want to get back in the action to help your team out right away, and then you have like no more materials the rest of the match unless you go out of your way to go farm for materials, which takes you away from the action, and then you're not helping your team. So I'm glad that they added some material drop after you eliminate a player. So that is pretty cool. Here are weapons and items, guys. The new Epic and Legendary Pump Shotgun does 105 and 110 maximum damage, available from floor loot, chests, supply drops, and vending machines. Shotguns will now always apply at least 3 pellets worth of damage if only 1 to 2 pellets hit the target. Note, bonus pellets cannot be critical hits. So if you hit somebody in the body and the pellets show up on screen that those pellets are above whatever pellet you hit, they're not gonna do head damage to a player. They're still just gonna calculate regular damage because you didn't actually hit the headshot. So let's see here. Pump shotgun maximum damage and falloff changes. So the pump shotgun maximum damage has increased from 80 to 85 to 95-100. So they also increased the damage for the shotgun, the pump shotgun we already had, by 15. So that should hopefully help a little bit as well. Should be feeling good. So pump shotguns will do higher damage in shorter range buckets, but damage falls off quicker. This means you do more damage to closer targets, but less damage to farther targets. They added stink bombs to supply drops. They removed double barrel shotguns from floor loot. The mounted turret adjusted mounted turret collision to make it easier to land shots against anyone occupying it. They removed the ability to repair the mounted turret. They fixed players being able to clip into turret's barrels and get stuck. Supply drops will automatically open if landing on a mounted turret, and the drop rate is reduced from 1.719% to 0.915%. So, almost cut in half there for the drop rate of turrets. Let's see here. I haven't got to play a match yet since this update came out. I'm just reading the notes here. So I don't know actually what it feels like to go against a turret now, how much easier it actually feels to hit the opponents who are sitting inside there. But that is one of the changes they made. So I'll let you guys know as soon as I can how it feels to actually be hitting your enemies when they are in that turret. So the bug fixes. The mounted turret can no longer fire through its own floor. They fixed an issue with players not having an audio cue while gliding after respawning, and fixed an issue with chiller effects not applying properly to players' feet. Here are the gameplay notes. They reduced the in-air speed when using the glider redeploy feature in supported game modes, which is not the regular game modes, guys. It's the other modes, unfortunately. They added functionality that allows the placement of map markers in the world without needing to go into the full screen map. You'll be able to look at a position in the world and use the place marker keybind to place a map marker. This command will only be available by default while in combat mode. This command is defaulted to left on D-pad for controllers and the middle mouse button for PC and Mac. For mobile players, this command will be bound to an optional button in the HUD layout tool. Added the ability to pick up and throw back dynamite with a lit fuse. To throw dynamite with a lit fuse, get near it and use the interact key. I think this is going to be a key thing because it does have a 5-second fuse. A lot of people might just throw it right away. That is going to give you time to throw it back and get some real, funny kills where, a player throws dynamite at you and you throw it back at them and then they get eliminated from that. I think that's going to be funny to see. Let's see here. Bug fixes. They increase the dynamite explosion height against players from 192 units to 300 units. Okay, again, we talked about this last patch, guys. I wish they would just tell us what the height was in the measurement of, like, walls within the game. Is this one wall high? Is this now two walls high? What is a unit? What does a unit equal Fortnite? Let us know so that we can actually tell without having to jump into a game and test it ourselves and just looking at it and trying to eyeball it and figure it out. This was done to prevent players from being able to jump over the explosion area on flat ground without taking damage. So apparently, the 192 units was low enough that you could jump over the explosion area on flat ground. So that must have been pretty low. So 300 units, does that mean it's one wall high now that the player can't jump over it? Apparently, it was low enough that you could jump over it before if you were on completely flat ground. Yeah, come on, Fortnite, let us know. What is it? What does a unit equal? Just give it to us in a measurement with an in-game objects, so we can actually see with our, you know, in our mind what that looks like. Okay, guys, here's events. We have new events as well. So new tournament, Alchemist Pop-Up Cup. The pop-up cups are tournaments testing temporary limited time modes. Alchemist will continue our testing of several gameplay adjustments and may differ day to day. The initial mode settings, a material cap of 500, wood, stone, and metal. Harvesting rate is increased by 40%, plus 50 health on elimination still. Storm Surge, this is a new mechanic that they are testing. I don't know how I feel about it. Let's go over it. If a certain amount of players are remaining by the time the storm finishes closing, a storm surge will activate. This periodically deals damage to players who have the least amount of damage dealt during the match. So again, if there is more than these amount of players remaining in the storm circle, it's going to deal damage to the players who have done the least amount of damage to other players. So, let's see here. For Circle 1, it's 60 players. Circle 2 is 44 players. Circle 3 is 30 players. Circle 4 is 20 players. Circle 5 is 16 players. Circle 6 is 14 players. Circle 7 is 12 players. Circle 8 is 6 players. And Circle 9 is 2 players. So, your highest score or pin during any event session will now be displayed on the tournament poster in the events tab. Pins will now reflect tournament colors on the event detail screen. So let's go back and talk about this storm surge. I obviously we haven't had the tournament start yet, but I do not like the idea of this already. It's just, you know, this is really punishes players who play for placements and use that type of strategy. So you're automatically punishing players for that type of strategy already. I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to encourage more interaction between players and encourage more fighting. But to punish the players who their strategy is to hang back and avoid conflict as much as possible until the end of the game, and then really try to take over, then that's kind of punishing for them. I mean, and then at the point, if there's more than two players left in this circle, in circle nine, say there's the third player, if he hasn't dealt much damage, he's going to start taking damage. They don't say here how much damage it's going to do. It just says it's going to do damage periodically. We don't know how often that is. We don't know how much damage it is. I wish it said that in there. Yeah, but it doesn't, so that's kind of strange. Again, I don't like it just because it really, punishes players who use the type of strategy where they would want to land farther away and not be right in the middle of the action right away. Alrighty, guys, let's move on here. Bug fixes. They fixed an issue where players would receive points during warm-up island, which would be later removed. Performance. They improvements to level streaming performance on Xbox One and Switch, improving building load times during skydiving. For audio, player in-air falling audio cue volume has been increased. The mounted turret overheat audio loop volume has been reduced. Bug fixes. They fix an issue where the glider in-air audio cue wouldn't play for players who glide in after respawning. Some social bug fixes. They fix a crash on Nintendo Switch that occasionally occurred when logging in for the first time. Art and animation bug fixes. They fix an issue where player nameplates disappear after scrubbing a replay. And the mobile map marker button added to the HUD layout tool. That is all your notes for Battle Royale. So some big things in here. Obviously the pump shotgun. We got this new LTM to try out. I am interested in trying out this new pop-up tournament that they're going to have. It's set for duos right now. So, find a friend, find a partner. It's going to start later today so that you can do some duos events. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, guys, that's going to be the end of the episode. I'll come back later tonight to do the Save the World patch notes and go over what is in the item shop for Battle Royale. Obviously, there is not a new item shop from the episode that I recorded last night as of this moment. So we'll do that later tonight when we do the Save the World episode. I'll just open up the episode with the item shop, I think, for Battle Royale. That way you guys will know what's in that item shop and not miss out. Alrighty, guys. Again, that's going to be the end of the episode. So go join the Discord. Follow me over on Twitch. Subscribe to my YouTube. Let's see here. Go over to Apple Podcasts and iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review so you can get a shout out here on the show. Subscribe while you are there so you don't miss an episode. And until later on when we do the Save the World, have fun. Be safe and don't get lost in the storm.